When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop here right now with Jalen Harvey, recently looked at by Syracuse University and immediately got a visit from defensive line coach of the Orange, Tim Doust, who was down to see Jalen Harvey in Alabama, the Clay Chalkville High School defensive tackle, class of 2014, who I now have the pleasure of having on the show, and I welcome him on here for the first time right after his visit. Jalen, how you doing?
Doing good. It's a pleasure to be on.
Pleasure to have you here, Jalen, and coming off of this visit, what's going through your mind right now?
I'm really excited to get up to Syracuse right now. That's all things going through my mind right now. I've never been up there, so I'm just waiting to get up there.
When you say you're really excited to get up to Syracuse, what is making you so excited about it?
Coach, that showed me a lot of pictures of the facilities and, you know, the things around it. I just want to get up there and just see it all, you know, see what Syracuse has to offer, man. And then it's the big game down there, so I really want to get a chance to watch that too.
You're going to have an opportunity to be part of what most likely will be a record-breaking crowd for NCAA men's basketball history for that Syracuse-Duke game. I've talked to recruits that are very excited about seeing that game. What's your thoughts on it? I know you said that you're looking forward to it. What's it going to be like for you to see a Syracuse-Duke game up close?
I'm be excited. I've never been to a crowd with 36,000 people watching a game, so, you know, I've never been to a game with that many people. I'm just excited to go there and watch it.
When you have the opportunity to go into the Dome and be in front of 30,000-plus, are you going to try to envision what it would be like to play football there? What's going to be going through your mind? Because obviously it's not football season, but you will be inside the Carrier Dome. So what do you think is going to be going through your head at that time?
Yeah, I can get used to playing like all these people watching the team play and just getting up there. I've never played in front of so many people, so I love to have a chance to play in front of that many people.
When Coach Doust talked to you about the facilities, you know, outside of the Carrier Dome even, what else did he talk to you about?
He talked to me about the coaching staff, and, you know, he's going to mature me as a man and all that. You know, pretty much talking to my mom about, you know, I'm going to have to grow up. You know, I got to leave one day and grow up. So, you know, just maturity. And, you know, leaving the house and, you know, things about life, pretty much.
As far as Tim Doust's personality, how would you describe his personality with finally being able to meet him?
Man, the dude is, I want to say, kind of crazy, kind of like goofy. He has a lot of energy, but I mean, the dude is funny. Like, man, I was sitting on my couch and while he was talking, I could say about the whole conversation, he had me laughing the whole time. It was an awesome, probably the best visit from a coach I've had.
And when you talk about the fact that he was making you laugh, you know, through the time that he was there, what was making you laugh? What did you like about his personality and what he was saying that was making you laugh and making you, like you said, have the best visit that you've had?
He goofy, like he can be serious, but like he says stuff that's not intended to be funny, but the way he says it, the way it comes out of his mouth, man, I just can't help myself, man. And, you know, he was laughing, and he had my mom in there laughing, my whole family. My whole family loves him, so they like him. So, man, he was just saying, like, little things about school and me waking up in the morning in the 80s. It really wasn't that for this.
So when he had the opportunity to be there inside your house, you told me off the air that he met your mom, he met your dad, your sister, and your sister's friend. What did they have to say about Tim Doust after he left?
My dad said he likes him, and you know, he really got, when my dad really got a chance to talk to him, my dad said he likes him. My mom said, you know, that's somebody, you know, she could let take care of me, you know, she feel like if I go up there with him, I'll be in safe hands. They like, and like I said, both my parents feel like, you know, I go up there, he's gonna take care of me, you know, he's gonna, you know, tell me everything I need to know, and help me mature as a person. My sister just likes him because he's a coach, and my sister just likes him, and that's about it.
When you have a positive response from your family when it comes to a coach, in this case, Tim Doust from Syracuse, does that have an effect on you, the way that your family feels about a school and a coach?
Oh, yes, sir. It affects how I look at school big time because, you know, my mama, you know, she gets the last decision, you know, the last words. So, I mean, if my mom loves you, I love you. So that's big time. That just helps out big time.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Sault City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Sault City Billiards any day of the week. Sault City Billiards, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Sault City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
Now, you originally, before Syracuse came on, were a soft verbal to Western Kentucky. Where is that at right now? I mean, is Kentucky still a player in this? Is it more of a focus on Syracuse? Is there another team in the mix? How is everything looking right now?
I'm still solid with Western Kentucky, but, you know, if I like what I see at Syracuse, you know, I'm gonna do what's best for me, and if I see what's best for me, and that's probably going to Syracuse. So, it's always a pretty soft commitment. So, you know, anything can happen.
As far as what Syracuse has done on their end, has Tim Doust offered you the opportunity to come there yet? I mean, has he specifically given you an offer?
Yes, sir.
When you got that offer from Tim Doust, what did it mean to you to receive an offer from Syracuse? I mean, is that something that stuck out to you? Did you not know too much about Syracuse? How was it when you found out you were getting an offer from Syracuse?
I was excited because, like, I mean, I know a little bit about Syracuse. I mean, like, three of my favorite defensive linemen played there, Dwight Freeney, Arthur, and Chandler Jones played there. So, you know, I knew a little bit about it, and Man, when I got that offer, I was excited. I was actually outside with my cousin, man. I saw you yelling because I was so happy.
In that moment, having that excitement and that happiness, now that you've met Tim Douse with Syracuse, from the moment that you got offered by Syracuse to now talking right after Tim Douse has left your house, what type of emotions have gone through you right now concerning Syracuse and kind of where they stand with you?
They're at the top of my list. I'm nervous to get up there. Like I said, I've never been to New York for my life, so I'm just really excited to go up there and just see what it's like. I mean, it's a crazy opportunity for me. And, man, like, I just can't turn this down. Like, I gotta go up there.
When you have that opportunity to go up to Syracuse, every recruit has a checklist. Everybody has what they want out of a school. What are you looking for from any school that you would say yes to? What does that school have to have?
It has to have, like, somewhere for, like, where the coach would, like, if I can talk to anybody, man, I can go talk to the coach. If I can, you know, I'll be a long way from Alabama, so, you know, I'm not going to be able to see my parents, so, you know, if I need somebody to talk to and I can't see my parents, you know, I better go to the coach, and, you know, he could be like my father figure while I'm up there. You know, that's just really what I look for.
Meeting Tim Douse, do you believe that he's someone? I know you said that your mom and your dad feel that he could take care of you. Do you see Tim Douse as a father figure, or any of the other coaches that you met? Have any of them stood out to you as a father figure?
Coach Douse definitely has. I mean, he's a cool person. I can sit down. He seems like that person. I can sit down. I can talk to him about anything, and we just can have a great conversation. And you know, he'll like I said. You know, I feel like, you know, if I go to him, man, he'll take care of me, and he'll lead me in the right direction.
When you say that Syracuse is at the top of your list, what do you base that off of? Is it solely Tim Douse? Is it other factors? What's put Syracuse at the top?
It's really the coaching. This is a big town school and a big town conference, so That's why it's really at the top in the coaching. I feel like the coach is going to be great, and that's really why it's at the top.
Have you had the opportunity to speak with any of the other coaches on the staff, or has it just been Tim?
I haven't spoken with any other coach but Coach Douse.
Now, when you go up to Syracuse, you're going to be up there for the weekend, and obviously you said it's your first time going up there to Syracuse. Has Tim told you anything besides going to the Syracuse Duke game? Has he told you anything else about your visit?
Prepare for the weather, because it's going to be snow. It's on snow, so I might as well get ready.
Now, you're coming from Alabama, and Syracuse is no stranger to snow. Are you ready for snow?
He told me it's not like the Alabama snow, you know, a couple, two inch snow, you know, ain't that. He said, man, they got snow where, you know, you actually got to pick your feet up out the ground, you know, to walk around there. So, I mean, I'm ready. I think I can handle it.
Could you see yourself being up in a climate that's different from Alabama, where there is a lot of snow and it does get cold? I mean, is that something that matters to you at all, or does it not matter considering the fact that you'll be indoors for the Carrier Dome? I mean, does weather have any factor in your decision?
Oh, no, the weather doesn't have a effect on my decision. I mean, if you're a pro player and, you know, you play Alabama Buffalo draft, I mean, and it snows up there, so you got used to it. So I mean, I'm just preparing myself, man. I'm just getting ready for it. There's really nothing to it.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric carts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Sault City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Sault City Billiards any day of the week. Sault City Billiards, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Sault City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
Going up to Syracuse, if you feel what you need to feel in yourself personally, which only you can know, do you see yourself potentially committing to Syracuse while you're on the visit? Is that something that you've thought about?
Never.
So could you do something like that? I mean, you look at your visit from Friday to Sunday. Could you see yourself committing to the school while you're on campus at Syracuse?
Yes, I can see myself doing. I mean, like I said, if everything goes great, that Saturday, I could just go ahead and commit. You know, once I commit, I'm going to shut everything down, and that'll be my school.
So you're looking at, like you said, potentially on Saturday, so you might do it right in the middle of the visit, not even wait until Sunday.
Yes, I might do it right in the middle of the visit.
And what would it take for that? I mean, is it something that you're thinking after the Syracuse-Duke game in the Dome, before the game? When would you think, if it feels right to you, when would you want to do it on Saturday?
Right in the middle, like when they show us around like the facilities and all the locker room, I think it'll probably be in.
So you might not even wait for the game?
Yes, sir, I might not. I know it'll be before the game.
So you sound like you're pretty sold and that it's not gonna take too much. What keeps you from committing to Syracuse right now then, if it seems like Syracuse is almost there for you? What are you waiting to see? Is it just the fact that you want to be on campus? What are you holding out for, so to speak, when it comes to Syracuse?
I haven't been up there yet. I just want to get a chance to, you know, see what it's like up there, you know, get a feel for it. So that's really why I'm holding out.
And for everyone that hasn't seen your game, Jalen, you know, I want to take a look at what you do so that the people listening, wherever they are, can learn a little bit more about you at that defensive tackle position. So what do you feel you do the best at? If you had to look at your best attributes in your game, what would they be?
I'm pretty quick off the ball. I know how to use my hands. I'm powerful, and that's really it. You know, I do my job, and I try to put my team in the best position. You know, I try to do my job, so I put my team in the best position to make plays and win.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week. Salt City Billiards, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
As far as your height and weight right now, what are you standing at and what are you weighing in at currently?
Right now I'm 6'2", and I'm weighing in at 307.
Did Tim Dowse say anything to you as far as your build? Does he like what he's seeing? Did he want you to change anything in your regiment? Did you talk to him about that at all?
He said he liked where I was at. He didn't say anything about, you know, losing weight or gain. He just said he liked where I was at.
And looking at where you're at right now, is there any part of your game that you would like to work on, an area that you really think you could improve on?
Not getting so high, you know, staying low and just not peeking in the backfield, trying to make a play. You know, just letting it come to me, and that's really it. You know, that's really all I think I need to fix and work on.
As far as what you're used to, Jalen, are you used to being in a situation where it's a 4-3 type of defense or a 3-4? What have you gotten used to playing so far?
I've gotten used to playing a 4-3.
And as far as the scheme, did Tim Dowse talk to you at all about Syracuse's defense?
I guess he said that they run a 4-3, so you know that really, you know, stuck out to me.
Where do you feel that you perform the best when you're on the line? Is there a specific sweet spot that you have, or do you consider yourself as someone who is multi-talented?
I consider myself multi-talented.
And why would you say that? What do you think puts you in a position where you feel that you're truly able to be at different parts of the line and still be successful?
Because I can play a 1-3 technique. I can pass rush. I can pass rush a little bit. So I mean, I can get out there and rush the edges at defense and end spot. That's why I just feel I'm multi talented.
When Tim Dowse talked to you, did he talk to you as a defensive tackle, or did he talk to you as someone that he could maybe put in the defensive end position? Did he talk to you at all about where he sees you?
He said either the 1-3 technique.
And as you go forward, I know we talked about football a lot, Jalen, so before I let you go here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, learning about Jalen the person a little bit, we talk about the gridiron and everything that you do when you're on the field. When you're off the field and you get an opportunity to take a break, what do you like to do? What hobbies do you have or something that you've done growing up? What's something that you enjoy besides football?
A lot of people don't believe me, but I'm a big Miley Cyrus fan. So I, like, before pregame, I listen to Miley Cyrus song. You know, if I have nothing to do, you just throw on a Miley Cyrus song. I bet you I know the words.
Now that's something that you definitely don't expect to come out of a 300-pound defensive tackle. What made you like that music?
Uh, Honestly, I don't know. I really don't know. I guess I was just sitting there watching the show one day, and I was like, hey, I think I love Miley Cyrus, and since then, I just fell in love with her music.
So some guys out there in the locker room listening to rap, some guys listening to rock, if you listen to a Miley Cyrus game or a Miley Cyrus song before the game, can that pump you up to go out there and sack the quarterback?
Yes, it would.
And what about it? Is it something that is calming to you? I mean, what type of effect does it have on you before a game?
It really helps. I mean, it really helps me focus. You know, I don't know what about it, but it just gets me right before the game.
Now, with Miley Cyrus deciding to go out there and obviously twerk a little bit during the one show that she was a part of, what was your thought on that when she obviously went out in public and did something controversial? I mean, you're a fan of Miley Cyrus. What did you think about it?
I really wasn't too worried about it. I actually stood up and gave her an applause in my house when I saw it. I wasn't mad that she did it.
So Miley Cyrus, you like a little bit of that. What's your favorite song for you to listen to? If I told you right now that you were going to be in a bowl game in 5 minutes, which song would you listen to?
I'd either listen to The Climb or Party in the USA.
Totally something that you never expect to hear, but yet very unique to you. And I think that's good for you. The uniqueness is something that I think is truly special in this world and talking about it. And that's something that I appreciate you sharing here. And then as far as your family, Jalen, I know you talked about your mom and your dad and your sister. Who's your support system? I mean, who are the people that you really feel have been there for you from day one? We talk about the music side of things and how that helps you do what you need to do, but who are the people in your life that help you out?
Obviously everybody in my family, my coaches help me tremendously. And you know, my four best friends, man, they help me. They help me out a lot.
And are your best friends, are they going off to college as well? Do they play football, or are they doing something else?
Yes, sir. All of them play football.
So where are they all heading?
They're still undecided. They don't know yet.
So of your friends, who are these, you know, the four friends that you have, if you don't mind sharing them, who are your friends that you're close with that are still looking?
Steven and Stephon Sheffield. Steven Starks and Jamal Borders.
Have you talked to them at all about as far as the experience or what's going on? Do you all keep in touch with each other and try to help each other out?
Oh, yes, sir. We talk to each other every day. Actually, we all ride home together.
So what's it going to be like? I know that your decision could come pretty soon. What's it going to mean for you when your closest friends make their decision? Is that going to be special for you, even though it's not your decision?
I guess it's going to be very special because, they're more than my friends. They're like brothers to me, man. And, like, anything they do, I'm going to support it.
Well, I definitely appreciate it and look forward to not only your decision but theirs as well. And can't wait to talk to you. So, Jalen, if you are to make your decision when you're on your visit at Syracuse, I hope that you will let me know, and I'll get you right back on the show because I would love to have you share that moment with everybody.
Oh, yes, I'll certainly let you know.
Well, I appreciate it. And listen, take care of yourself. Have a safe trip, and I'll talk to you soon, and I'll look forward to talking with you.
Oh, yes, sir. Thanks for having me on.
I would like to give a special thanks once again to Jalen Harvey, defensive tackle out of Clay Chalkville High School in Pinson, Alabama, looking at Syracuse University. Tim Doust coming to visit Jalen Harvey, going to his house, meeting not only Jalen, but his mom, his dad, and his sister, and also his sister's friend, at this in-home visit late in the game as Syracuse takes a look at Jalen Harvey, who they have offered. I have confirmation on that. They have offered Jalen Harvey, and I appreciate him coming on to Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com immediately following that visit from Tim Doust to bring you this exclusive. So I truly appreciate that and look forward to bringing you more from Jalen. So thank you, Jalen, once again. And I'd also like to give a special thanks to Pole Position Raceway in Syracuse that you need to go out and see on the third floor of Destiny USA. Also, Carvel DeWitt, my longest-standing partner. I truly appreciate everything that they do. The Wake Up Call Sunday, you got to get out there and try it. And for a limited time, soft serve mint ice cream during this winter season. So don't let the cold weather fool you. That same famous, phenomenal taste of Carvel is at Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street, the longest-standing Carvel franchise in the United States of America. Different from any other Carvel down the road, different from a Carvel across the country, because Jay Cartini and his team are just positive, different in a good way. And that's why I've bonded with them. That's why the Wake Up Call Sunday has a home in Carvel DeWitt. And that's why I always implore you to get your ice cream cake, get your flying saucer, your original sundae, whatever it may be, the shake that you love, to go to Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street, right at the end of Erie Boulevard, across from Tops in that plaza. Don't miss out. And for Salt City Billiards, who are making changes toward an even bigger, brighter future. If you've never played pool before, you definitely have to go check it out. With the food that they have and the drinks available, you could sit there, have a beer, have a soda, and relax, get a nice meal, and shoot pool. And it just really is. It's a relaxing, fun time for those people that like sports, but you want to be able to kind of hang. I mean, think about it. What sport can you hang out, play, not watch, hang out and play the sport, and at the same time have something to eat, have good conversation and a drink? Salt City Billiards makes that available to you every single day of the week. They're open late, so you don't have to worry about if you're getting out of work late, whatever that may be. Make sure you stop over. I'm there every Thursday night for on-call night from 7 to 9 p.m., so come over, say hi, talk sports, go up against me in a game of pool, whatever you'd like to do, right there at Salt City Billiards, 3707 Brewerton Road, just off of 81. Once again, 3707 Brewerton Road in Syracuse. And I also want to put out a special thanks to the Syracuse Silver Knights, who I've been partnered with since the moment that they came into Syracuse, New York. One of the best teams in indoor soccer, and for the MISL League, Major Indoor Soccer League, that is the highest level of competition for indoor soccer in America. You have a professional franchise, Central New York, right in the center of downtown. Don't miss out. Get out to the game. Support this team, a team that has been leading the standings nationally and has had more than one player in the top 10 scorers in the country during this season, and plenty of games coming up. Seven of their last 11 games will be at home in the War Memorial, downtown Syracuse. Don't miss out. You can get all the information on the Syracuse Silver Knights, exclusive interviews, video of past games, every opponent that they go up against, and the virtual fan experience where the players talk to you, all of that and more on the Knights on Call page of WakeUpCallDT.com that you can find by going to the homepage of WakeUpCallDT.com, clicking on more, and scrolling down to Knights on Call. So don't miss out on that. And I would like to thank DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisigApparel.com for providing my business with everything that we need to be professional, help out the fans, get ready for a walk if we're going to help breast cancer with the pink Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora shirts, which I'm looking forward to doing in the bright future of Dan Tatora Broadcast Media. So many different things I'm doing with my company, and you want to look good. You want to have a good image because your logo precedes you. The image of what you put out there, how professional you look when you're out there, that precedes you from the people that you're never going to talk to. When I go out to a Syracuse game and I'm there in the Carrier Dome sitting down and I'm wearing my Dreisig Apparel polo for Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora, how that looks is what coaches are going to see, players, fans, colleagues, friends, family, they're going to see that. And DreiSig Apparel, DreiSSIG Apparel.com, has helped me to look professional, to feel comfortable, and to enjoy what I'm doing. They have helped me move forward with my company, and they can help your team, your company, or just you personally with your business. If you have an event going on, doing something in the community, whatever it may be, DreiSig Apparel is the place to go to make sure that your message, your branding, your image is positive, strong, and what you're hoping for. DreiSig Apparel, DreiSSIG Apparel.com. Trust their professionals today by going to DreiSigApparel.com. And also with DreiSig, DreiSigLady.com, DreiSSIG Lady.com. That is where everyone, all of my female listeners, make sure you head there. And for all you guys listening, looking for a gift for that special someone, whether it be a fiance, girlfriend, wife, or if you're looking for your daughter, your mother, your grandmother, your best friend, whoever it may be, DreiSigLady.com, fit for every woman, has the bamboo line comfort fit, has the athletic fit for when you're out running and out going to the gym, whatever you may be doing, or if you're just running around taking care of the kids, whatever it may be, DreiSigLady.com is fit for any woman in any walk of life. DreiSSIG Lady.com. Fit your woman right now at DreiSigLady.com. And FanHands.com, you should not be going to any game for any team that you appreciate. You shouldn't even be sitting in your own house cheering on your team without a pair of fan hands. They enhance your clap. The universal language of every fan, no matter what language you speak, where you're from, who your family is, how much money you make, it doesn't matter. You're a fan of something, and every single fan from every walk of life has the universal language of clapping their hands to cheer on their team. Enhance that clap. Enhance your fan experience. Enhance the good time that you already have with FanHands.com, which make the real fan stand out at every single game. FanHands.com, the ultimate fans accessory. You can get those at FanHands.com once again, FanHands.com. Thank you to all of the partners of Dansatora Broadcast Media and all of the listeners to Dansatora Broadcast Media. Thank you so much for tuning in. As I continue the slogan, bringing that into the show, Dansatora Broadcast Media, where sports meets life. You're listening to WakeUpCallDT.com, and I look forward to speaking with you on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT and on Twitter at CallDT, CallDT. And also make sure to tune in to the fan line. Find out when it's open by following me on Facebook and on Twitter, the fan line, 315-5031-FAN. That's 315-503-1326. Stay tuned to the next time the fan line opens, and make sure you stay tuned right here always to WakeUpCallDT.com. God bless, and we'll be talking again very soon.